what happens if the message is more important than the production? The message is so much more important than the production. What if I just acted as if the message was the most important thing? I'm officially the pastor of the Fourth Church of the Holy Goldfish. It's a joke that keeps on giving, but it really is about taking responsibility for your own spiritual journey. And I thought, I'll just admit to what it is. It's going to be a raggedy podcast, and I'm not going to probably do production and a whole lot of editing. And so there'll be background noise and technical difficulties. But at the core of what my work is about is, how do we connect with our heart and with our passions and do the healing work so that we can live differently in a way that feels loving and life embracing? And that's important to me. And that's something I'm passionate about. Like many things that have started in my life, I decided to do a thing called the Holy Goldfish Commentary. It will be a raggedy podcast production. I hope you'll come along the journey. Who knows where it'll take me? The overwhelming theme for my morning has been about fears. And a conversation with a friend helped me to remember some lessons that I had learned in the past. I have a lot of dad stories, and some of the lessons that I learned from my dad, at least those that I remember vividly, are lessons for living. Like getting to the core of what's important for living a life that's full and rich and happy. And I was having a conversation this morning about living life. And my friend said something to the effect of, if you got over fears, you'd live life differently. And I started thinking about my dad and the time that I spent with him. In 2007, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And in spite of the treatments and the things that they said would prolong his life, I spent the last few months of his life with him. They thought that he would have about a year to live if he did the treatment, and a few months to live if he didn't. And he did the treatment and still had a few months to live. And in those last few months, there were some really important lessons that he taught me. And one of the things that he said, and this is a paraphrase of a conversation that we had a few times, I guess he wanted to make sure that I got the lesson, or at least remembered the stories, so that eventually I could learn the lesson. And it was the idea or the story of, if you woke up tomorrow, got up in the morning, and everything you were going to need was going to be provided. Blank check. To get up and do exactly what you felt passionate or compelled to do. What would you get up tomorrow morning and do? Money's not an object. Resources aren't an object. No excuses. If everything you needed to do was going to be provided, what would you get up and do first thing in the morning? How would you spend the day? And no matter what my answer was, after a pause, he'd say, that's what you're supposed to be doing. That's how you're supposed to be living. And if it's part of your purpose and part of your journey, the resources are going to be provided. What's stopping you from getting up and doing that thing? It's not resources. It's not money. The answer is usually your fears, your insecurities. Sometimes it's the guilt trips we pick up in life, or life helps us to pick up. It's your fears. I'm afraid that I don't have the resources. I'm afraid I don't have enough money. I'm afraid I don't have enough skills or whatever. And this morning, having a conversation with a friend, it was a paraphrase of that very same lesson. What's stopping you? What's stopping you from happiness? What's stopping you from living fully? Enjoying life? Yeah, life's hard. Yeah, there's struggles, but what's stopping you from being happy in the midst of it and doing the things that are important? In having that conversation this morning, the answer was we spend our time and our mental energy on a whole lot of stuff that really isn't important and really isn't taking us to the desired happiness and fullness and richness in life. We get twisted on things that aren't important. Things that we can't do anything about, things that have already happened, things that are done, things that we can't change. And we spend our time and our mental energy, sometimes our physical energy and our resources tied up in those things that aren't important. And it took me back to that lesson, a lesson that I'm still trying to learn and live. What would you do if you were doing exactly what you were supposed to do, exactly what you felt compelled to do, exactly what you felt was your purpose in life on any given day? And no matter what the answer is, the next question from my dad was always, why aren't you doing it? Because if you figure out the why aren't you doing it part, and you got to the just go do it part, life began to feel and look and live differently. And so I'm grateful for the reminders. I grew up in a Christian tradition, and there's a scripture in the Christian Bible that talks about things being brought back to your remembrance. What my dad did was he planted a seed, this idea that maybe God and the universe, this magical thing that happens where what you need shows up, really happens. What would happen if that was really the case? But at the core, what would you be doing? How would you be living life if it weren't for those fears and insecurities that we practice because we've picked them up along the way? And it changed my perspective this morning in a real way. What are the things that I need to let go of? Physical things, emotional things, stuff, baggage. Some of it's physical stuff. Are the things that are around me things that give me joy and make me happy? Or are they things that I'm just holding on to, hoarding, because it's comfortable to have them around? What are the thoughts? What are the things that I'm spending my mental energy on? Are they things that actually take me closer to that goal of happiness and freedom? Or are they things that are occupying my time and energy that really aren't important? And so it's changed my perspective. And sometimes you need that. You need people in your life that remind you of the lessons that you already know, but that you aren't really living fully, to help you get closer to living those lessons more fully. And so today I'm grateful for the lessons that my dad taught me, those questions about what would you do if it weren't for those fears and insecurities? What do you feel called to do? What do you feel passionate about? What do you think you can't do because you think that there's some limitations? What would happen if you just got up and did those things? And in my life, in those times in my life where I have taken that advice and lived it, I've seen magical things happen. It's like magic. For Christians, it's like miracles. The things that happen in a way that I can't even explain. And so I like being able to say, it's kind of like magic. You don't know how it happens, it just happens. On the times in my life where I've stepped outside of any of the fears and the insecurities and done those things that I felt passionate about and felt compelled to do and felt that were part of my purpose, no one stopped me. As a matter of fact, it's like the universe conspiring to help me do those things and make those things happen. I love the part in the book called The Alchemist that says the universe conspires. When you set out to do what's your purpose, when you're being true and authentic to yourself, I just like to call it magic. God and the universe somehow coordinate the resources, and they make sure that those resources are available to accomplish amazing things. And so today my reminder was, what's stopping you? Is it the unimportant things that you're occupying your time and energy with? And if so, let all of that stuff go. I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for reminders. I'm grateful for the lessons from my dad. And it's changed my perspective. And so I challenge you today, what would you do if you thought that you were called or passionate or responsible for taking some action? What would happen if you actually let go of the fears and just did it? Maybe try it out. See how it works out for you. Thanks for letting me share. Thanks for letting me share my commentary on life with you today. If you'd like to interact with me, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook at Repioneering Church. I look forward to interacting with you soon.